Welcome to Girlfriends in the Word. I'm Lisa Dorr.
And I'm Robin Eschbach.
And we hope you'll journey with us through the Bible. We'll share scripture, a devotional, have a lively discussion, and close our time together in prayer.
We hope you'll be encouraged and able to live out what we talk about on the program, and even do it today.
Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started.
Great to be back on the radio.
Yes, so nice to be here, Robin. We're ready to jump into Joshua.
I know. Wow, the books are just rolling by.
They are. We finished up with Deuteronomy, and here we are in Joshua. Let's get started.
Sounds great.
I'm excited. Okay, Joshua 21:45. Not one of all the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled. Good promises. Every one was fulfilled. Wow, what an encouragement. I love to read the Word of God, the Bible. It is alive, full of life-giving encouragement, and it's for today. We can open the book of Joshua, read what took place thousands of years ago when Joshua and Caleb were ready to lead the people into the promised land, and we can be encouraged today in our own lives because we know God is moving us into our promised land too. We've been talking about breaking camp, moving with God out of our Egypt, and now crossing our Jordan to our promised land. I ask you again today, what are you believing God for? What are you standing firm on dry ground for in the middle of your Jordan? Believing God will do. What will He do for you? What are you believing God for? Mine is walking free in pain. I believe God has my healing on the other side. I'm going to walk toward Him and receive it. How about you? Are you going to take that step of faith? Let's go together.
I love being in the book of Joshua.
Mm.
And the thing that intrigues me so is he's the one that brought these Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
Moses has died, and now he is journeying them in there to bring them to the promised land, which is one big promise.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize until I read through it how many times that they had to conquer in order to take the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
31 kings and their towns, they had to, be able to conquer and take over the area. And Joshua was one that was deciding for each tribe and family and assigning them a place to live and helping them settle in. So there were so many details, but it was always about conquering.
Mm.
They had to conquer something. And I look at promises in my own life,
mm-hmm.
and I remember when Eric and Ellie went off to college.
Mm.
Those were big days for me.
Oh, my goodness.
I sent them off. You drop them off at their dorm room, and you're like, I know God's got great things for them.
Mm-hmm.
But as a mom, I went home and thought, how do I claim this promise for my kids now that I can't control them? I don't
know
their schedule.
Point.
I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Are they doing college well?
Mm-hmm.
And I really had to hit my knees and pray and just understand. And I was looking at my Bible just a couple days ago, and I had in there a couple scriptures that were marked for those times that I didn't know what to do. I went and found a promise that I could hold on to, and I would actually have Eric and Ellie's name written a couple places in the Psalms. And I had one that was in there about Erica when she used to be scared of the dark.
Mm.
It was in Psalm 62, and it talks about being on my bed, and I remember... remember you, God remembers you, and he is on watch with you through the night. And I remember Eric and I reading that promise as a promise because it hadn't happened yet. So promises are things that are going to happen, and we trust that they will, but there's a lot of life to live in there until the promise comes. And what does that look like for us?
It's so true. It makes me think of the word faith and how we need to put our faith in those promises and wait. And the waiting's the hard part, isn't it? I mean, I think waiting is hard for all of us. I had a thought about faith just this past week, and it had to do with one of our vehicles. The brakes went out Robin.
Wow.
And it was,
sounds scary.
It was scary. You know what? It really was, because, and here's kind of the spiritual application to it. Brakes are supposed to stop. You're supposed to be able to step on the pedal, and your vehicle is supposed to be able to come to a stop. We take that for granted, do we not?
That's right.
We just expect that that's what brakes do. They stop your vehicle. You step on the brake and your vehicle stops. Well, when ours went out, I stepped on that pedal and I was still moving at the same rate of speed without coming to a stop.
Scary.
Scary is right. But it made me think, Robin, what or who do we put our faith in? And I thought about, you know, the fact that the brakes are supposed to work, so we put our faith in the brakes, right? We expect them to stop the car. We put our faith in a chair. How many times do we sit down on a chair and we don't even give it a thought? Mm-hmm. We just believe that that chair is going to hold us. We don't test it out, put our hands down on it, press on it first. We just, you know, turn around and sit down on it. And so the spiritual application, I got to thinking about how we put our faith in God. We're not blindly putting our faith in God. We are putting our faith in His word, His promises that He's already told to us. Whether they've come true or to full fruition or not, we believe He is who He says He is because of the word of God. The promises we see in His word that, yes, sometimes He's spoken to others, but we can claim them for ourselves today because we are His children, and He's speaking to us.
Yeah. And, you know, I think about that because there's kind of a way to handle spiritual things in our lives. Mm. And it seems like God is forever calling us into thanksgiving and praise.
Mm.
And sometimes when we're waiting on promises, things that are difficult in our life, mm-hmm. that we go and we find a scripture. I remember when we were living in Home Fire, I was in a camper for 13 years. Mm. And I remember finding Psalm 36, and it says, "The good get planted on good land and put down healthy roots." I held on to that verse for years, not knowing how God would lead us. Mm-hmm. And we just lived in church parking lots, and we were evangelists and traveling. Mm-hmm. I had my mom and dad there. It was really, really, really special years. Mm-hmm. But those times when I felt I was at the end of my rope, or I didn't know how to problem solve the moment, I would just lay down, almost like, "God, I cast my cares upon you.
That's beautiful.
I don't know what to do."
Yeah.
And then I would think, what's the good going on here? You know, how could I be thankful? Mm-hmm. It's really intentional. It's hard to do, especially when you're kind of biting your lip and you don't want to smile. Mm-hmm. But you're like, "God, I am thankful. Wow, I am cared for. You know, I feel fulfillment in my life," whatever would be the moment. Mm-hmm. And then that praise, when we begin to say, "I choose to praise you now." And I would put on music, that soaking thing where you just kind of find a comfortable position and you're like, "I'm just going to soak and think about God." Those are powerful moments.
They really are.
And they seem like, well, I could do my 1-2-3s and just, you know, get more energy and just try to fix the problem even harder. Sometimes you do crazy things just harder.
Mm-hmm.
And yet God's going, no, pull away. Spend time with me. Mm-hmm. I'll give you some perspective. I'll fill you up and I'll give you some wisdom and some intelligence, maybe some endurance, because maybe the problem and the promise isn't going to come at your timing, but God's timing
isn't
is so
that
perfect.
Isn't that true? His timing is perfect. And I had a thought a good while ago, and it goes along with what you're saying, and I think it applies to each one of us. How many times while we're waiting for that fulfillment of His promise, and you're right, if we can be grateful in the midst of it, it probably makes the time go faster, for one thing. But the thought that I had was, what if we're worrying, Robin? Like, what if we're fretting? Like, we've asked God for something, we're waiting, but we're not waiting well. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're not having a grateful heart. Maybe we're not praising Him, but we're fretting, we're worrying. And the thought that I had was, what if when God is ready in His perfect timing to give you what you've asked for, which He's been at work, He's been working on it the entire time to give you the answer to your present, but, you know, to your question, but it's His timing. What if you were so worn out from fretting and worrying in the process that when He actually says, "Okay, here it is, here's what you asked for, today's the day, I'm going to give it to you," you can't even celebrate. because you're too exhausted, because you spent that time fretting and worrying instead of resting and trusting.
That is so true. How many arguments do we have with our family members or our friends?
Yeah.
Say things that we shouldn't have said.
Yeah.
We control things. Mm-hmm. You know, we pay for things ahead of time that maybe mm-hmm. if we would have just relaxed, you mm-hmm. know, and not got all into debt and all that stuff, mm-hmm. you'd never know
yeah.
what God is doing. But that is so true.
Yeah. I thought, oh, my goodness. We, you know, we want to be ready to celebrate. We want to be able to say, thank you, God. And actually, I think it's so cool what you were saying, too, about the gratitude and the praise. Honestly, we're praising him because he's worthy before he answers our request. You know, when we're praising, I also think it defeats the enemy. I mean, think about it. If the enemy is flinging something at us that the Lord has allowed, you know, because we're his children and he protects us, but the enemy's flinging something and he's expecting to get out of us a response of, you know, yucky feeling, a bad attitude, whatever. But we stand loving God, praising God in the midst of it. Don't you think the enemy's kind of like scratching his head? You know, sort of like, what is she doing? I'm trying to ruin this for her. And she's praising him anyway, you know?
That's right. There's that strength in that song that comes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's amazing to me because I did have a very bad, a lot of this is habit. You know, I had a habit for years of worrying, just, you know, full of fear and the what ifs. And even my hubby to this day says, you know, sometimes your mind just goes to the worst scenario. And that's a really bad habit. And it makes me vulnerable to the enemy because he knows that she's a worrier and she's going to lay up nighttime and try to, you know, figure out what should happen and try to control things. And through the years, and I have to kind of keep coming back to it, but I have to just give that over and say, I declare promises in my life, and I will relax in my spirit. It's, it happens all in my heart. It's like my mind tells my heart what to do, and it's all kind of in a spiritual package where God is helping me and understanding trust and helping me relax and doing it through praise and worship in my life.
And isn't that just the beauty of walking with God? I mean, none of us have arrived, right, Robin? None of us have arrived. I mean, we all have the power of the Holy Spirit living in us, and he's teaching us every day. We're walking with him every day and learning more and more about him. And I saw this morning in my Life Application Bible, I loved this quote that was in there about Joshua and just the idea of him being a brilliant military leader and a strong spiritual influence, kind of like what we're talking about here. Like, we, none of us have arrived, but we're learning. We're God's children, and we're walking toward the promises, you know, he has for us. And the key was submission. It was submission to God. So when you submit to God in that worry and you say, God, I'm going to choose to trust you, it turns it all around.
That is so true.
Yeah. Let's close our time in prayer, Robin. Father, we thank you. You are amazing. We praise you. We praise you before we receive what we've asked for. Why? Because you are worthy. You are worthy of praise. Praise will continually be in my mouth, rejoicing in you, God my Father. We love you, we thank you, we trust you, we praise you today.